Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Alan Bannister. Batting second. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The right fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting fourth. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Kevin Bell. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Francisco Barrios. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting third. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Fergie Jenkins. And now, play ball. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gamble for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bannister. Burleson reaches second base with a double. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Burleson scores. It's White Sox, 1, Red Sox, 1. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bannister throws the ball into Horta, who tags Rice, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Lynn scores. One out. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Essien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lemon moves to second. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lemon moves to third. Soderholm moves to second. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. Bannister is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a line drive towards the mound. Barrios reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson juggles the ball. That's an error on Hobson. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-1 in the game. Gamble strikes out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Burleson hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a pop-up towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lemon is called out on strikes. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Soderholm hits a pop-up towards third. Hobson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barrios fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 1 in the game. Essien strikes out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 2 in the game. Bannister hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Horta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bannister moves to second. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Zisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bannister moves to third. Horta moves to second. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 2 in the game. Gamble hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bannister tags and scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 2, Red Sox, 2. Bob Stanley now pitching. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 1 in the game. Carbo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Horta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0 for 1 in the game. Doyle hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Burleson hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Soderholm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lemon moves to second. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 2 in the game. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, off Stanley's glove, towards Doyle, who fields it, throws to second, with Burleson covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Lemon throws the ball into Soderholm, who tags Lynn trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a line drive into center field. Lemon picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lemon. Rice moves to third. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bannister for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Horta takes first base on ball 4. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Zisk hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carbo strikes out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 2 in the game. Hobson hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0 for 2 in the game. Doyle hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Horta reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Paxton now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Soderholm takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-3 in the game. Essien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Soderholm moves to second. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Doyle fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Burleson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Lynn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Orta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon, who is chasing the ball. Rice reaches third base with a triple. Burleson goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3 White Sox. Dave Hamilton now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rice tags and scores. 2 outs. It's White Sox, 4, Red Sox, 4. Larry Anderson now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Fisk hits a pop-up towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller now playing center field. Bill Campbell now pitching. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Orta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Zisk strikes out. 2 outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gamble for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. Scott hits a line drive towards short. Bell misplays the ball. That's an error on Bell. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carbo strikes out. 1 out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-3 in the game. Hobson hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-3 in the game. Doyle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 4 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Royal Stillman pinch hits for Chet Lemon. Royal Stillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Royal Stillman now playing left field. Alan Bannister now playing center field. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Burleson takes first base on ball 4. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller bunts towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Burleson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Burleson moves to third. Miller moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice is walked intentionally. Wayne Nordhagen now playing center field. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Fisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burleson scores. Miller moves to third. Rice moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.